COVID-19 has had a dramatic effect on our world, our country, and our lives. In an unprecedented way, our world is in various degrees of quarantine, whether it be self-imposed or it be a complete lockdown as legislated by a country. And people are struggling all around our world, struggling with illness, struggling with layoffs, struggling financially, and some struggling with the loss of life as many have passed on. Questions are raised about the goodness of God. Does he have any power? Does he love us? Does he care? It produces fear and anxiety. People are feeling isolated. Social distancing, which is a good habit to have during this time, necessary one, has led to social isolation for many. And people then are questioning, does God care? Does he exist? As believers, our rock is our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Psalm 33 says this, "In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Keep me free from the trap that is set for me. You are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God." We need to be in prayer for our frontline workers, for our custodial staff that often aren't thought of, for transit drivers, for those that are quarantined, for those that are laid off, for those that are ill, and for those that are experiencing the loss of loved ones. Many of those who are experiencing the loss of loved ones aren't able to bury them in their traditional way. And so they're also experiencing greater loss and knowing how to mourn. And yet in this context, we have an amazing opportunity to minister to those around us, to text a friend or family member that we may not have even talked to in a while, through social media, to reach out to someone, a neighbor, a friend, maybe to make amends. It's during this time that we, as God's people, have an opportunity to show the love of Christ in ways that will be unprecedented. We also have the chance to gather with each other to care through media platforms with our community groups, to be able to interact, study God's word, pray together, hear how we can help each other out. Opportunities during this season to grow in our faith, where we can learn to depend on God even further. We sent out some resources to you this past week in an email, and you're welcome to ask us for those and we'll send them to you. We're thankful for the work of Mrs. Crosby, our children's ministry director, and the opportunity we have to connect our kids to the Lord through the work of Kingdom Kids that's being done online now. And you can check those resources out on our website. We'll be sending updates to you with more information as it's available for us so that we can give you direction as to what our church will be doing. But in the meantime, over the next week, we'll also be producing two podcasts with four of us from our church, one on suffering and one on fear. Just two 20-minute segments to talk about where is God in suffering and how do I turn to him when I'm afraid. If you're in need of any assistance in any way, whether you want someone to pray with, you want someone to talk to, you need assistance with food or financially, please reach out to us. Call us at the church, email us. Our staff are in the office and we're here to help. But this is our opportunity in this moment to care for an unbelieving friend, a family member, a neighbor, to thank someone who's on the front line, whether it's medically, custodians, others that are serving in a variety of ways, to purchase something for someone who's in quarantine and drop it off for them, to practically show the love of Christ. Hear the end of Psalm 33. "I trust in you, Lord. I say you are my God. My times are in your hands. So deliver me from the hands of my enemies, from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. He heard my cry for mercy when I call to you for help." And so love the Lord, all his faithful people. The Lord preserves those who are true to him, but the proud he paid back in full. So be strong, take heart, all ye who hope in the Lord. May God bless you, may God guide you, and our prayer is that God will sustain you during this time. Thank you.